Welcome to the Maura Sweeney Podcast. Maura is an international speaker, Huffington Post contributor, and the trademarked ambassador of happiness. In 10 minutes or less, Maura weaves clever anecdotes, insightful questions, and personal stories to challenge your mindsets and enable you to live happier from the inside out. Here's Maura with today's podcast for you.
Is your silence golden? If you're on a path to living happy from the inside out, you'll enjoy today's podcast, which takes a new look at an old proverb. Silence is golden. Now, you might have heard that expression used when you were growing up, as I did. But did you know that the roots of that expression may go back as far as the early Egyptian era? It's the idea that by failing to employ our mouth to say something, that we can actually exercise a positive power and influence by saying nothing. Here are some things that came to mind today when it comes to silence being golden. Golden meaning something that is praiseworthy, that it is at a higher level. And of course, when I think of higher levels, I always think of goodwill, I think of peace, and I think of happiness. So think about some of these experiences in your own life where you, rather than responding in kind with more words, can actually exercise your own golden silence. Sometimes it's when kids are mouthing off to their parents and saying things that they will later regret. It's very easy for a parent, and at times appropriate, to speak back to their kids and say, "Don't you talk to your elders that way." But sometimes with impressionable young children who are acting so much out of emotion, who say things that they really don't mean to say, by allowing their words to just sit in the atmosphere, the power of their rehearing their own words is sometimes sufficient and more than sufficient to correct them, to touch their hearts, to bring them to a place where they feel so guilty that they will either never do it again or apologize. That's a golden moment of silence. But opportunities for us to exercise our silence is golden adage show up all the time. They could show up in marriages where one spouse wants to spout off to another because they are frustrated, they're angry, they're fearful, they're upset, and they say things they don't mean. And the second spouse, rather than just picking that up and throwing it back again and leveling another word or expression or remark that they'll later regret, can choose instead to say, "I'm just going to let it go." And at the time, it can be such a major diffuser because many people at some point or another just need to be heard. They don't really need a fight. But let's look at any other areas in life, whether it's at work, in business deals, in social exchanges that are either spoken or written. Sometimes not speaking is golden when you recognize that the outcome will be better than words. How about this? What happens when you understand that there's nothing good to be gained from accepting someone's offense and lobbing one back in return? If you just let someone's offense go, your silence sometimes is enough to let that other person know that you were not offended by it, but you are of a higher order and don't want to respond in kind. I remember one day my great aunt saying to me, "Maura, don't you get down in the gutter with those people. They're trying to pull you down." And what she was referring to were people accusing me of something that was so ridiculous. And it was just very good advice. I allowed certain people to say what they wanted, to so-called speak their piece, and not to engage myself in the process. And as I remember so vividly, it was a big change for me because I either felt like I needed to explain myself, and yet there was nothing to be gained from my explaining myself. So I allowed people to have the last word. And as a result, I could remember that my silence became absolutely golden to me because my heart, my spirit, and my sense internally was so much at rest and at peace by not engaging in other people's negative energy or accusations. Well, let's say, here's another one. Let's say that a person or a group that you're around is gossiping, trashing, or being otherwise unkind, uncharitable, or even destructive in intent. And you're sitting there with other people. Your silence can be golden in that moment when you recognize that the conversation around the table is not something you want to add to. Sometimes by being the one person who sits quietly, it can allow other people at another level to, as if by echo, hearing their own words and feeling their own intents play back to them. And in that moment or in that opportunity of golden silence, you are giving others a chance to rethink, to reassess their methods of speaking, of activating themselves and employing themselves with others in brand new and more constructive ways. And lastly, when a person is doing something that's really foolish, or maybe saying something that's real foolish, and you know that by bringing attention to what they're doing will only cause them in their own sense of defense to ratchet it up to yet another level by attacking you or being more outrageous. Sometimes your silence can be golden in allowing that individual to come to the awareness that their behavior is outrageous. There are many ways that we can choose in making ourselves happy from the inside out and adding a level of peace and tranquility to an environment by simply exercising the silence of being our golden selves. When we do that, we can absolutely exchange one environment for another, making ourselves feel better on the inside and happier by not getting all excited, but also helping others do the same when they're not necessarily at the place in life where they can do it for themselves. Well, I hope today's thought was good for you, helpful for you, and will give you opportunities next time you're in a position to mouth off to somebody. Instead, to just exercise a little bit of golden silence and add to your happiness for the day. But before we go, let's tune in and listen to someone else as they share with us what makes them happy from the inside out too. This has been Maura with Maura for You.
Hi, my name is Helena. I live in Mostar in Bosnia and Herzegovina. I work in Ministry of Security of Bosnia and Herzegovina in Police Academy. I'm an expert advisor for implementing international training standards. What makes me happy on a daily basis is working hard. Even when I'm playing with my three-year-old or exercising Pilates or in my workplace, I'm always giving my best, and that way I'm always satisfied with myself. On a general basis, what makes me happy is being grateful and appreciating the things I already have in my life and believing that even better things are on the way. So that's what makes me happy. Goodbye.
For more insights on living happy from the inside out, subscribe to this podcast. To learn more about Maura, visit her MauraForYou.com website, where you'll find videos, blogs, books, and the Foundations of Happiness self-study e-course. Maura, number 4, letter U.com, where Maura is always for you.